Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone. We do appreciate it. 7:01, that's the time. Good time. Always a good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Also a good time right now for Smithers to call back. He disconnected. He won those tickets and then disconnected the line. So give a call back, 412-928-9370, Smithers. And he'll be the only one calling because right now we're talking to Jeff Hathorn. We welcome Jeff in right now, mighty fine do-it-all man here at 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy Feed the Need Eve.
It is. Tomorrow, big day. Feed the Need. Gigantic day for everyone here. We'll get into that a little bit later and all day tomorrow for sure. We started the show today talking about Lamar Jackson. Steelers are 2-3 against, or excuse me, 3-2 against Lamar Jackson in the five games in his career he's played against the Steelers. That's just coincidence, right? Like, you don't want to keep taking your chances against Lamar Jackson, or do you think they really have found out a way to beat Lamar Jackson?
Well, I think he's part of that rivalry that goes back and forth. You know, I think, what is it, a four-game winning streak? I think it's the most for the last decade and a half for either side. I mean, they've always been tight games. It doesn't matter who the quarterbacks are. Even when either team may have clinched a playoff spot late in the season and you throw in a backup quarterback, these games are always competitive. Or a third-string quarterback, you know, Trace McSorley nearly won, you know, at Heinz Field. It's just, I don't want to take a ton of chances, but those games with the Ravens are, it doesn't seem to matter who the quarterbacks are. They're always tough and intense. I just want chaos for Baltimore, as much uncertainty and disruption of their off-season workouts and training camp. I think that benefits the Steelers as much as anything with this whole situation.
Yeah, Jeff, that leads into my question. I anticipate Lamar Jackson not being back with the Ravens. How far does that set them back as an organization, as an offense, new offensive coordinator in Modkin? You know, they have limited resources on the outside at receiver in the skilled position. They do have Mark Andrews at tight end. But if Lamar Jackson isn't back, how far does that set them back as a team and as an offense?
Yeah, I mean, you could say, well, you could plug anybody in. I mean, was that feeling when you had Hundley in there? You know, hey, we'll get a quarterback like him. So if we have that situation, we can just plug somebody. It's easy to do maybe for a couple of games, or it's a nice theory to have. But when you lose a quarterback like that, and what he does to the guys around him, yeah, that's a huge loss. I mean, and to the point where you mentioned a new coordinator who's, you know, not familiar with the guys, doesn't have the trust of the guys going into the season yet. I mean, you can do all the talking and you can have the accolades at Georgia, but they have not worked together in tight situations. And, man, it seems like there's a mess heading for Baltimore unless they can find a way to make Lamar happy. But to your point, how do you do that at this point? I mean, there's going to be some major concessions from the team. That would be a big turn of events than what we've seen here over the last month.
Jeff, Mike Tomlin talking yesterday about the loss of Terrell Edmunds alluded to the fact that Patrick Peterson might be part of the solution at that spot. Do you see Peterson playing box safety, field safety, lining up in the slot? How versatile can he be?
Yeah, I mean, I could see him swinging around a little bit like Cam Sutton has done, but being a guy that you're going to put in there for a bunch of snaps at safety, and is that what you want for Minka? Is a guy that's going to be in and out, even though he's talented. I think they're going to fill that position with somebody. Could they move him and do some things where he plays a little inside? Sure. Have corners, Rod Woodson, that have been very good, moved into safety. Yes, I don't think they brought him in, though, to be a safety. In situations, playing inside, yes. To be a guy that's going to be a steady partner with Minka, I don't see that happening. I think they've got somebody in mind, or they may be looking in the draft. I just don't see that as a steady combination with Patrick Peterson at safety.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Did we just see and he'd been good in the past, you know, in other places, but did we see the beginning of DeMonte Casey's career take off here in Pittsburgh? It's interesting to say for a guy that's 28, 29 years old, but did we just see kind of an appetizer of what's to come?
Well, the playmaking is something that he did in Dallas. He's done before. He can be a ball hawk. Right now he's going to play a lot bigger role than I think they initially anticipated. They saw him more in that Hilton role, a guy that can just make plays. But I know they're intrigued. They were really excited at training camp last year about the things they thought they could do with him in the lineup. With what they had last year and how creative they could be because of their confidence in him. I'm sure they will find roles. And once again, even as you look at their secondary right now, they've got some flexibility to try some different things. It's just a matter of who all stays healthy and what else do they add here before they get into training camp.
Jeff, let's go through the offensive line right now. Say you have – right now the line stands like this. It's Dan Moore Jr., it is Siamalu, who you just signed from the Eagles. It's Mason Cole. It's James Daniels / Herbig. And then it's Chukwuma Okorafor. What grade do you give the offensive line right now as it stands?
Well, you know, I would say I really like Siamalu. I think he improves Dan Moore. You know, and Dan Moore, I thought, got better from year one to two. I'm not saying that he's an elite left tackle. I would say it's B minus B potential. I think what Siamalu adds to that left side is going to be a big deal, and not just improve at that position, but at the other two positions. And I think Daniels had a decent year. And as much as, you know, people and myself included question Chooks, the fact that we didn't hear much from him last year, I think speaks to him having a pretty decent year on that right side. I don't think that they could stay healthy again, and I think that's a big reason they improved so much. But I've got to give them credit for how they did improve over the year. And the Siamalu ad, I think, makes them another step better.
With the need, though, on the exterior of the offensive line as well as at corner, just how aggressive are they going to be, Jeff? If they see a run on one or both of those positions happening in that, say, 8 to 12, 8 to 15 range of the first round, how aggressive do you think they'll be in moving up to get a guy that they really like at one of those two positions in the first round?
It's a really good question, but it's still a team, even with the ads they've had in free agency, that still has depth needs, still depth at corner, still depth at defensive line, still depth at outside linebacker, still depth or an add at tackle, to your point, and also a need at receiver. You could fill a lot of those needs if you don't move with where you are right now. My gut, and we'll find out more here over the next couple of weeks. We'll have little hints dropped, like I think we did yesterday a little bit. But I just don't see them moving. They cherish those draft picks, and they still have areas of need where they can use those picks to fill. Because, you know, they're at the point now where, yeah, they can keep moving a little bit more money down the road. But draft is pretty much their last option if they're going to find guys that can fill roles for this coming season.
Jeff, it seems like Tristan Jarry is healthy since he was the backup goaltender the other night, although is Tristan Jarry ever really healthy? Assuming he is, do you still just keep riding Casey DeSmith for the remainder of the season as much as possible?
I ride Casey DeSmith for as long as he's your best option. As long as he's playing the hockey that he played the other night, I'm riding Casey DeSmith at this point. And it's not like Mike Sullivan hasn't had tough goalie calls and made a decision that may not have been the popular one or may not have been the guy that was starting, you know, earlier in the year at the at the biggest moments in seasons in the past. Yeah, I think Casey DeSmith, I don't know if he's earned the right, but I think he's the more consistent goaltender right now. And you need to win games. You know, if this messes up Jari or there's a guy in the room that thinks it's the wrong decision, you got to make the decision that's best for the team. And I think as we look at it right now, at the two guys individually, Casey DeSmith gives you a better chance to win.
Yeah, that's a last thing for you, and that's what I was going to ask you. Do they have to at all be prepared for readying Tristan Jarry for the playoffs, or do they just have to be prepared? The number one question for this hockey team is getting to the playoffs, then figuring it out once they're there.
If they worry too much about readying him for the playoffs, they may not be in it. And that needs to be their number one concern. They say they're in the playoffs now, that's their mindset. That's what's kind of helped them right in this recent play over the last four or five games, that they've had the mindset, they've simplified their game. They've tried not to overthink it and just play the right way. Well, if you start playing this other game with a goaltender, well, we got to get this guy ready, then you're going to find yourself potentially out. Play Casey, keep that mindset, and keep the pedal down, because the minute you let up is the minute some other team behind you gets hot and you could find yourself watching for the first time in 17 years.
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there's Jeff. Thank you to Jeff. Adam's on the phone. I do want to ask him a question after he hangs up with Jeff about Smithers. If Smithers called back. We have multiple people on the phone asking if Smithers called back because they want to go see the movie Air. Did Smithers call back?
He sure did. The phone dropped out like six times. And then the final time, the last thing I heard was a toilet flush, but we did get Smithers the tickets.
Okay, so Smithers is headed a week from today to the waterfront, right? In West Homestead, that is, to see the movie Air. I want to see that movie. Of all the preview stuff that's on television now, looks absolutely like something you want to see.
Yeah. That's the awesome part about this job. I was sitting there and the preview came on. I was like, Rochelle, you know what? We had that guy. Yeah. We had Matt Damon's. The real Matt Damon, that guy that he's playing in the movie, we had him on the show, and that was just so cool to have Sonny Vaccaro on our show and now be able to go see that movie. It's going to be fantastic.
Sonny Vaccaro was asked a four-word question and gave a 22-minute answer, and no one thought of interrupting because it was that good of an answer.
Right. That compelling.
Yes. What did he say? He's 81? Something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
Living in Palm Springs? Way to go. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Coming up next in Breakfast Bites, you're going to hear one man call another man cheap, and it was fantastic. That's coming up next. First, Window Nation for all seasons, right? Everyone loves a smart investment, and there's no better place to put your money right now than in your home. So much going on at Window Nation. You could save up to 30% on your energy bills, increase the value of your home up to $12,000, and get a federal tax credit up to $500. If your home is 20 years or older, Window Nation has the perfect offer for you. Get 0% financing for 5 years. It's unheard of. Zero interest for 5 years. Plus, Window Nation will give you...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.